If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Verdeen. I have a new last name. We got married in December, so we took a little break from podcasts and recording all of that, but we are back and we have some amazing content coming for 2024. So make sure to hit subscribe on YouTube. Make sure to hit subscribe on whatever you're listening to for this podcast. You don't want to miss what's coming. We have some great patients coming up to share their story, and you're going to learn from them, and then just some really interesting topics that we're going to cover. But what I want you guys to remember is you can always reach out if there's something you want us to dig deep, research on, and do a podcast episode and a YouTube video on. Send us a message on social, Tara B Fertility, Simply You Clinic, and we are going to get to the bottom of it and help you guys learn more. So let's begin. We're going to do a series on the thyroid. There's so much confusion on this, and I feel like I can say that even from those in the healthcare space, it's something that gets overlooked. Or what I hear a lot in my practice is your levels are normal, and they're not. They're not optimal. You're super symptomatic. Your levels are 4 or 5, and you're being told that that's normal for a TSH. So we're going to dig in, and part of what this month is going to cover is how you as a patient can advocate for yourself too and take things kind of into your own hands if you feel perhaps it could be your thyroid contributing to your symptoms. Let's begin by understanding your thyroid and some disorders that can go along with this important little gland that sits right here and is shaped like a pretty little butterfly. So it might be small, but it's super mighty in your body. And it's responsible for regulating so many different things, your hormones. And we need to understand, again, you as a patient, I think, having some education and really empowering you, because let's face it, I've never seen patients have to know more about medicine than when it comes to you going in and in. Again, that something isn't right, something is wrong. You know more or just as much sometimes about certain topics as your healthcare providers do. And this is especially true when it comes to the thyroid, because this is a disorder that affects millions of you. And it really impacts your overall quality of life. So let's take a look at the role of it. So what the thyroid gland does is there's hormones that it releases, T4, T3, and these are responsible for regulating your metabolic rate, your heart rate and function. So a lot of you are having like palpitations or really high heart rates, digestion, constipation, diarrhea, fluctuation, things like that going on, brain development. Hello, need I say more on that? Bone maintenance, muscle control, so many different things, right? Like those are major things. Hello. And it operates under this feedback system, and it involves hypothalamus, the pituitary gland, and we have to understand that there has to be just the amount of the thyroid hormone going on at the right time to produce what the body needs. And this changes too. So you might have heard of T4. This hormone is produced by the thyroid gland, and it's considered a prohormone and is a reservoir, we call it, for T3. And it's then converted into active T3 out into the body and mostly the tissues. And then T3 is the active form of your thyroid hormone, and it affects almost every psychological process in the body.
again, kind of a big deal, especially if you're not feeling well and it's being overlooked. This goes from growth and development. So you see a lot of young teens coming in and this not being taken serious, or they feel something's wrong and then again told their numbers are fine, but metabolism, body temperature, hot, cold, and heart rate again. So let's take a look at what some common disorders of the thyroid are. And it can be too much or not enough. So too much is hyperthyroidism. Not enough is hypo. And it gets confusing because hypo is when your numbers are high, but your thyroid's low. Again, confusing, but think opposite. And again, hyper, where it's too much, is where your numbers are low. So some disorders include goiter, nodules, cancer. But really common is hypothyroidism. And this is underactive. And it ultimately leads to a deficiency in your thyroid hormone. That is what it is. Common, and remember, this is common and might be different for you, is tired. You're so fatigued. You're dragging through the mud. Weight gain. You cannot lose weight. You have to have an optimal thyroid. So again, even if it's in that magical range and you're having some weight issues and things have been ruled out, this is something we need to look at. It's optimizing your thyroid to help with weight loss and rapid heartbeat. Goiter is considered an enlargement of that gland right here, and it can actually occur with high and low, so hyper or hypo, hypo or hypo. And then there's nodules, and that's where there's little lumps on the thyroid gland, and it can be benign or cancerous. And then there's thyroid cancer. And so this is less common, but it is something serious, and we need to always be thinking of that. So again, if things are being overlooked and there's a nodule that's cancerous on there, kind of a big deal. So what are some causes of these disorders? And they begin by looking at family history. I think that's really important. We all talk about that here at Simply You, but autoimmune diseases are one, and it's the most common cause. So we have Hashimoto's, and that's usually hypothyroidism. We have Hashimoto's, and that's hypothyroidism. The immune system attacks the thyroid. And we don't need that happening. You're not going to feel well when that's happening. Graves' disease is hyperthyroid, and the immune system causes the thyroid to just keep producing too much, not shutting it off. Iodine imbalance. So too much, too little. Again, we have to have this happy medium with the thyroid, can cause some thyroid problems. Thyroid uses iodine to make hormones. So think about that. If it doesn't have anything there to make it, that little imbalance can really disrupt the process of the thyroid. Radiation and medication. So if you've had some radiation therapy to the neck area, certain medications we know can cause disruption of the thyroid. Then there's some that have had to go forward and have thyroid surgery. And that's removing all or part of the gland. And then you're stuck with, obviously, impact to your hormone production going on and have to be on the proper treatment for that. And then pregnancy. Thing that I catch most in my practice is when I joke, but I'm serious in my practice, like tell your partner, tell your spouse you're pregnant, and then you're telling me, because I am running thyroid levels along with many other things, but it gets missed all the time. And there is a patient that comes to my mind every time I talk about this, and she had failed so many IVF treatments. They had just hit pods. It was simply too much for them at that point. And she did conceive naturally. And when she contacted me, her thyroid was a 5. And we took that very seriously, put her on treatment. And she did have a successful outcome with her pregnancy. Many things obviously go into that, but we've got to be paying more attention to thyroid. 2.5 or less is the magic number. And if provider tells you different, seek a second opinion. But the impact of the thyroid just goes beyond simple discomfort or you're not feeling well. It's very profound, and it really is physical. It's mental. It's mental wellness too. And an untreated thyroid can actually lead to cardiovascular disease, osteoporosis. It's bone health too, infertility, and metabolic complications and issues too. So you understanding, having some information, being aware of its function and disorders that can really go into it is crucial, and recognizing the signs of it and really seeking until you find a provider who listens, or taking it into your own hands. You can get home kits nowadays You can go to some walk-in labs where you don't even need an order and get things evaluated and see if the thyroid is contributing. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Again, hit subscribe. We are back here every week with some awesome content for you. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.